And Mayor Thomas Koch is joining us this morning. Tell us all about it. Mayor, do you have your Santa hat on already this morning?
I love a hat, but it won't be a Santa hat. We're certainly getting ready for the big weekend.
Yeah, the city is really looking very festive for sure. But before all that, it really starts tonight, right? Just the Hall of Fame dinner.
That's right. That's the official kickoff of the week, really.
Yeah.
That's up at Granite Links. So the Hall of Fame, both North and Quincy, come together annually for this. And they bring in folks to the Hall of Fame. But more importantly, they have all the seniors from both teams there at the dinner. And they talk about the season, the year. It's always a great event, and of course, the families that come back and honor their folks who are going into the Hall of Fame. So it's kind of, the first real event for the week. So it's always fun. It's like a reunion in many ways.
Right. Yeah, it is for sure. And of course, I think it's the 87th annual football Thanksgiving Day football game this Thursday. It's, if I believe, one of the oldest rivalries in the country.
I'm sure it's up there. Yeah. I mean, the what makes it more interesting, I think, is that it's an in-city rivalry.
Yes.
That's very unusual and unique. There's a lot of the others, they come and go. They don't play the same opponent every year. Divisions change and all that, but this has been consistent, Quincy versus North, for all that time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat last year's dramatic.
Oh, impossible. That's going to be the greatest of all time.
Unbelievable overtime win for North last year, so they'll be trying to hold on, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a shame to see either team lose that one last year. Both should have won some.
They really should have. That was such a great game. And we'll have it live here on QATV once again, one of our longtime traditions, too. So happy to bring that to folks.
You guys do a great job. I mean, the ability for the kids to see the game afterwards, the replays, and, of course, the beautiful big screen we have at the game, too, helps, particularly those people that are there.
Yes.
Good stuff.
So, and I think the fact that the Free Jacks now call that stadium home has brought a lot more attention to the stadium itself.
I would agree. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful stadium. I think it's a better stadium than a lot of Division III colleges have. Mm-hmm. It's a special place. It truly is. And, the Free Jacks love it because it's a number of the professional rugby teams play in big stadiums that they just lost in it because they're so large. You know, if you had 4,000 people, it looks like 400 in some of these big places. But at Veterans Memorial, 4,000 or 5,000, the place is packed in. It's intimate. You're right on top of the game on the field. I know they love it, and certainly they've had great success.
Yeah, they're two-time national champions in a row, and they've got quite a following themselves for sure. So
they do
all good stuff. Yeah, and then of course we begin the holiday season right on a Friday with the Hancock Adams Common tree lighting ceremony, which has ballooned over the years.
It certainly has, and gives me a chance to say thank you to so many people that make that happen. You know, we started a number of years ago, particularly once the Hancock Adams Common and Promenade was built. It gave us a great opportunity. It just lends itself to beautiful lighting and then, of course, the ceremony itself. So, our Natural Resources Department, our Public Buildings Department, our Traffic Parking and Lighting Department, we have help from Northeast Illuminators. DPW, everybody's involved, and I know the families just absolutely love it. I've already seen people out taking pictures in front of the Santa, in front of the wreath at the City Hall, and the lights aren't even on yet, so I know it's always a big hit, and usually the pictures are splashed all over social media over the next few weeks. So, but yeah, Friday night, I think things kick off a little earlier with free movies, Christmas movies on the common.
Yep, 3 p.m. actually.
3 o'clock, yeah. 3 o'clock. And then, as you get closer, my guess is they're probably 6:15, 6:30, the formal program in front of City Hall with the turning on the lights, a few songs, and then, of course, the arrival of our friend in the red suit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a great night. And I also know it's a great night for the downtown. The restaurants do very well that night. So it works very, very well. But it kicks off the weekend, and then we culminate with the parade Sunday and Santa dropping in at Marymount Park by helicopter, which is a lot safer than what it used to be, especially for him. So it's all good. It really is. I know the Christmas Festival Committee and, you know, again, it's the Park and Rec Divisions of the Department of Natural Resources. And Barry Welch over the years has stayed involved in the parades. He loves it. You know, because Dave Murphy and his team do a phenomenal job. So good stuff. It really is.
Yeah. There may even be a few festive flakes flying on Friday evening to add to the atmosphere. But otherwise, the weather looks very cooperative right through the weekends for all the events, which would be nice.
Well, we'll take that. That's something we can't control. So thanks right. The good Lord for that.
That's right. Yes, Sunday noontime step off, the 72nd Annual Christmas Parade in Quincy Center, right up Hancock Street to North Quincy High School.
Sounds good.
We'll also have that live for you here on QATV as well. Can't brave the cold. But it doesn't stop there, Mayor, right? It continues next week as well. You've got the skating rink. You've got the General's Bridge.
Yes, obviously the skating rink has been a huge hit the last couple of years, and I know we've already gotten calls when it's going to open because it's been rebuilt again, and it's all set up. And yes, so that'll kick off this week as well. And then, yeah, a week from Sunday is something a little different. Now, I know there's other neighborhood tree lighting. Mm-hmm. Many of them are on the 7th as well.
Yeah,
I know House Neck and Quincy Point. I know Squantum does this, the night of the parade.
Yep.
I think Adam Shore does one. Fort Square does one. So there's a lot of activity around, which is a great sign in my view for a city. When you have strong neighborhoods, you have a strong city, and that's a perfect sign of strong neighborhoods. But on the 7th at 5 o'clock on McConville Way, we will be dedicating the Christmas tree in honor of all those currently serving. So we invite families who have loved ones serving to please come. There'll be a program, a few songs, but most important part is writing the names of those serving on ribbons, then we hang those on the tree. And we will be having a small, very small speaking program, but a father of somebody in the service going to be sharing a little bit about what it means. Sometimes we just take these things for granted, but many times those veterans, they're not home at Christmas, they're not home at Thanksgiving. You know, they're away for months at a time serving the nation. So I think it's a nice gesture for us as a community to show that we're thinking of them and we appreciate their service.
Sure. That is, of course, also Pearl Harbor Day. There'll be a ceremony on board the USS Salem at 10 o'clock that morning, too.
Yes. As President Roosevelt say, a date that will live in infamy.
Yes.
So it's important we remember those times in our history.
So, and I'm assuming the parade this year, Mayor, will have a Quincy 400 theme to it?
Well, we saved I think about 6 or 7 floats from Flag Day, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of wrapped them, saved them. I mean, there's so much work went into those. And it's still the 400. Well, you know, the year isn't over. So with those, we'll be back in with a little bit of a Christmas touch to them. So the many people that didn't get the Flag Day never saw them. So this is an opportunity, a bigger audience for the Christmas parade for those people to see and enjoy some of those great floats. And talked a little bit about, you know, the history of our city.
Nice, nice. And I know that the Marina Bay Business Association has their own special event, too, on the 29th. They've really gotten to be an active group out there.
Yes, they have. I know you know, we work with the Chamber of Commerce, and Marina Bay is an important part of our city, and it's kind of a nice touch to have a lighting program out there and mm-hmm. bring a little attention to that area, because this time of year it gets very quiet out there.
Yeah.
So it's nice for the restaurants and businesses to have some more activity, and I think this brings a little bit of attention to that, and it's such a beautiful spot, so he lit up. It's really cool.
Yeah, Saturday 4 o'clock, and quite appropriately, Santa will arrive by boat.
Of course. Marina Bay.
Exactly. And then there's Kilroy Square too, the marketplace. Speaking of the chamber, will be activating this Friday as well.
That's correct. Yeah. The marketplace, the tent's going up, and number of vendors go there. I know a lot of people enjoy that. I don't know if it's up for 1 weekend or 2 weekends. I forget now.
Two weekends. Yep.
Okay, which is great because it used to be just one.
That's right.
So it's a great opportunity. Again, people looking for an item to put in the stocking as a stuffer or other presents or gifts. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to support local vendors.
Absolutely. Finally, Mayor, I wanted to ask you if you had a Thanksgiving message for the city you'd like to share.
Oh, sure, Joe. Number one, first of all, how fortunate and blessed I am to serve as mayor of this great city. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for living in the greatest country in the world. The freedoms we enjoy, I think we take for granted. And all you have to do is look around and see what's happening in the Middle East and the Ukraine. And I mean, there were 300 kids in a Catholic school in Nigeria that were kidnapped last week. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, a lot of violence, a lot of war, a lot of inhumanity. And so I know that we sometimes struggle in this country on the political side and the civil discourse, but we have so much to be grateful for. And one of those is that we're able to do that. So let us remember that, you know, there's far more that unites us in this country. And this holiday, of all of them, I think, brings us together in that light. You know, it's a holiday that started here, going back to the pilgrims. It's just a reminder how much we should be thankful for the Lord above and to the Lord above. Let's commit to finding the common ground for the sake of our nation.
And I wanted to extend to you, your family, and your staff a very happy, healthy Thanksgiving holiday, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, to you and certainly the staff at QATV, who has a busy weekend coming up, but also to the listeners out there. Have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy your meal and your loved ones.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Have a good day,
yep,
Joe.
Bye-bye. D. Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.